the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.
I'll buy you a Chevrolet. Just give me some of your love, girl. Please give me some of your love now. Please give me some of your love, girl. All right. I'll buy you a Ford Mustang. Just give me some of your love now. Please give me some of your love, girl. I'll buy you a Cadillac. If you just give me some of your love now. Please give me some of your love, woman. All right. Oh, yes, I will. I'll buy you a house on a hill.
Time for your weekly dose of great 60s underground rock music, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you for joining me for this episode 403, another selection of obscure garage, loads of tracks, in fact, almost all of them, never on the podcast before. Got it underway with a band called Knights of Day. Three teenagers from Long Beach, California. Started practicing the instruments in one of the band members' parents' garage. What a classic story. Early 1965. Very much into British invasion groups. Formed their own band to impress the girls, of course. Gigs came easily to them at high schools and around the Long Beach area. Also at La Mirada and Huntington Park. Built up a loyal following, including playing at the Hullabaloo on the Sunset Strip. They were spotted by LA radio personality Casey Kasem, who became their manager, got them onto a TV show called Shebang. So the Knights of Day, getting this episode underway with a track called Hey Jip. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, let's carry on with the obscurities. Here is a band called This Generation. 7-inch 45 on Hip Records from 1968. Curiously, This 45 had exactly the same track on the A and B side. Yes, the same version of the same song. So I guess if you really loved it, you wore out side A, you went to side B. This is This Generation with The Children Have Your Tongue.
That you keep them away from the music of today than it is that you keep them away from strychnine in their food.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's a summer night, surface with sun is on the way down, shadows falling. So I'm
whom do you feel that these are particularly harmful?
Oh, I think obviously the younger generation, and in this town we've got a number of boys' schools and girls' schools, and I cannot believe that these can be any else but harmful for them.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, set of three out of the States. This generation, top of the set, The Children Have Your Tongue. Then a band who were known as The Virtues, together from 65 to 68, but when this track was recorded, they were known as Mr.'s Virtue. Their sole release, a track called Summer Night, and then out of Appleton, Wisconsin, a guy called Denny Noy. In 1957, he was 17 years old, joined a band called The Whitecaps, then was in a band called Rockets. In 1959-1960, he was stationed in Okinawa. He formed a band called the Teen Tones, a rock and roll group featuring bongos. Then by the time this track was recorded, he was with a band called the Fourth of Never, but on another release called Denny Noy and the In Crowd. So we had Denny Noy and the Fourth of Never. Track called Don't Follow Me.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
There's a band formed 1966 in Portland. They had a reputation as being outsiders. They were very much into and sounded like bands such as the Sonics and the Fabulous Wailers. Released two great singles, psychedelic tinge to both of those. So they were students at Oregon State University. They wanted to bring the San Francisco sound to the Northwest. Did a lot of cover versions of tracks by Quicksilver Messenger Service and Jefferson Airplane. but over time became more of a kind of folk psychedelic band. And that's certainly the case with this next recording. Now, I apologise in advance for the very poor quality, but it's a track that doesn't appear on any of their 45s, nor on the 2009 compilation release Wind and Stone. But this is United Travel Service with their cover of California Dreaming. Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Yeah. Just so you understand,
I love records.
Richard.
And that's three more obscure 60s garage tracks. United Travel Service, top of the set, with a scratchy recording of California Dreaming. Then, very obscure band from Liverpool. They're called the Clubs, Clubs with a K. Just about the only evidence of them existing is an advertisement in December 1968's NME, which had a photograph of the band, who had just put out a single on a label called Cam. So some obscure UK freak beat from the Clubs with I Found the Sun. Then we had, also out of the UK on Oak Records, band called Velvet Hush, 1968 release, called Lover Please. Very much in the style of Jimi Hendrix.
This obscenity have become increasingly worse, not only in content, but in volume.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, we're looking at global garage for the rest of this episode. While this track is from Canada, it is French. The band is called Le Pouvoir de Fleurs. It's a 1968 45 from this band, who formed a year earlier in 1967. Have their roots in Quebec, got together as Les Consuls before becoming Le Pouvoir de Fleurs, Here's their track, Va-t'en chez toi.
Va-t'en chez toi.
Lavoro e tu lo sai, ma non posso dare a te tutto quello che vorresti da me. Se qualcuno non lavora, ma è felice più di me, io non posso farci niente.
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
I'm a I say them because the life that I live is a bad to live, that to live is in vain, yeah, in vain, in vain. Can't stand it, no, it kills me, but it thrills me. It thrills me so bad, it makes me so bad. I am so bitter that I am glad. I have to admit that I really am sorry to have had my mind and face my crown, clown. When I'm with my friends, I'm around, we drink, we never run. Don't think life is a trick, you try, everything's shifted. Why no one can tell, I cry, dream every week. That the dog is the world for me, like when I'm high and free. I know how things will be, always been mystery. I got an all alive, 30 years old, I got nothing to give. Forgive, this is a life we live, they call us must be out of clowns.
That is Global Garage with Le Pauvoir de Fleurs, top of the set, Va-ten chez toi, out of Canada. Then a band called I Camaleonti, Italian, of course. They formed 1963 in Milan. Their first hit was a cover of The Small Faces' Sha La La Lee. We had a track called To Lavoro, a cover, of course, of The Animals' We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Then thirdly in the set, picture of these guys and some information up on our Facebook and our Instagram. The band is called the Lee Riders Group, Swedish band from Borgholm, Sweden, formed 1961 as the Red River Band. Slightly changed lineup, became the Lee Riders Group. They got an opportunity to play in Stockholm in 1966, built quite a name among local students. TV appearances followed, as did the opportunity to record some soundtrack material for a film called Dom Kalla Oss Mods, or They Call Us Misfits, and we had the title track from that film. Lee Riders Group out of Sweden with Dom Kalla Oss Mods. More Global Garage straight after this. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Picture and information on this guy on our Facebook and Instagram. Always goes down a treat. Great story, tragic story. Joel Allerong,
also known as Jos Olerang, Cambodian garage rock musician, very big part of that country's rock scene of the 60s and 70s, disappeared, assumed, and I think it's quite obvious, that he was killed during the Cambodian genocide. So this is Jol Olerang, track called Gom Lo Eth Khroi.
I've seen the most beautiful fields, farms, fields, most gorgeous things you've ever seen. And then you have these ugly things.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
I don't need nobody else. So if I can have you to myself, set me free.
Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
And that is three more Global Garage tracks. Cambodian material, top of the set from Yol Olerong, legend of Cambodian 60s garage rock, Gomlo Eth Poroi. Then from Japan, The Spiders, one of my favourite group sounds bands, with their cover of The Kinks' Set Me Free. And wrapping the set from Singapore, The Swallows, one of the most successful Indo-rock bands from Singapore, with Angkok Angkok Billis. That's off the Java Java compilation.
I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's a track covered by many, many 60s garage bands. Originally a Yardbirds track on their 1965 album Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds. Covered by a lot of American bands, New Colony 6, The Cynics, and this band, Jinx. Off the Fort Worth Teen Scene compilation, this is Jinx with Mr. You're a Better Man Than I.
Yeah.
And that takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 403. Remember, back episodes available all across the internet. You can get in touch with me, Phil, via the Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Don't forget our Instagram profile is there. Easy to find. Appreciate your feedback, your likes, your shares, whatever. We're wrapping with an instrumental, as we always do. This one's off an album called Guitar Sound from Holland. The band's out of The Hague in the Netherlands. Picture and information up on our social media platforms. This is The Black Albinos, a 1962 instrumental called Ghost Party. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragic, horrible day, worst in our country's history, a horror show.